Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlone, and here he is, our producer and engineer, the man, Stephen Sheldon.
Hello there. Happy New Year.
Same to you. How are you? All right?
All right. Well, you know, kind of easing into the year.
You were visiting family, weren't you, from there?
I was out in Colorado for the holidays.
Okay,
yeah, for Christmas and the holidays, seeing the little
kids.
How
was it in Colorado?
It was warmer than it's been here.
Yeah, it's a little chilly. I know. It's a little chilly. But it was good, right?
It was nice. And Christmas with little kids kind of adds a new dimension to it. Although some of them have found out something about the holiday. And,
that's all right, Sheldon.
You know, try not to tell the other one about it.
Careful, let's not make that.
Yeah, nope.
Please, please, Sheldon, please. So I'm trying to stay healthy because next week's my big telethon.
Yep.
Now, last year I got sick for the telethon and I lost my voice. I was all congested.
You were just not pleasant and then, to be next. I mean, you were, but it was
doctors
like,
came around and gave me shots and gave me things.
People hand sanitized after touching you.
I could not get better. And I wound up being sick for like 4 days, but it was a mess. So here's the goal this year.
Okay.
Health for the next 6 days, and I go live for 18 hours. It's the following weekend.
And then you can fall apart after that.
Exactly. I don't care. But I mean, I got to get it done. I got to get it done. It's a lot of broadcasting, you know,
Kyle? It is hard, you know, to do that for that long.
Yeah. So, and I've been doing this telethon now for like, you know, close to 20 years, believe it or not. So I'm like the Jerry Lewis guy. I'm the last guy left, you know? So it's a good thing. You know, I think in our lives, I mean, you probably see that with New Year's. It's sort of what comes out is sometimes good things, sometimes bad. There's struggles in life. And the struggles that are there, you know, they kind of tax us through our life. But we have to look at that and understand them and see where it's going. And that's what we're doing on Religion and Rock today. Looking at life's struggles, seeing God's presence in them. And that's what makes a difference sometimes. Here's Dire Straits to start us off. This is called Romeo and Juliet.
Struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window." She's singing, "Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet many you exploded into my heart. And I forget the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Come up on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dream your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said, 'I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die.' There's a place for us. You're on a movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet." Can't do the talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I
do is keep the beat. The bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julie, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Julie, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. A serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
Well, you know, there's a good place to start, right? Love always has some kind of struggle in it, and like, because love is work. To be a good person of love means we really have to be willing to do the work that's necessary to do it right. And that's not easy. You know, marriage is not easy, they tell me. You know, celibacy is not always easy. You know, I think that's part of life. Like, it's kind of recognizing that, say, yeah, it's worth it, though, to love. It's worth it to be able to love in a beautiful way and put the effort in order to love well, you know? Even with our parents, right? To love our parents and love family members. And they're not always easy to love, right? Sometimes it's easier to just say, well, distance is better. You know, but I think you got to do that kind of stuff. I think that's important in our life. So, yeah, there's always going to be struggle in love. Not always going to be as radical as Romeo and Juliet, no. But I think in our lives, you know, there's always going to be struggle in love, and we need to recognize that, you know. And the better that we get at that, I think the better we're going to be at loving. Loving with compassion and forgiveness and mercy. All those things really matter in life, and I think that's part of what we have to do. So I think all of us have seen that in life, and all of us have kind of known people who've loved us no matter what, right? People who've loved us even when we've been crummy. You know, there's something really good about that, to see the people who really loved us through a lot of stuff, and that makes a big difference. So, yeah, I think there's going to be struggle in love, and I think that's all part of it. And I think, you know, it's worth the struggle, obviously, and ultimately, I think that's going to be a big help in our lives when we open ourselves up to the struggles of life that kind of call us to love, too. So that's important. Here's ELO, Mr. Blue Sky.
Well, sky. Please tell us why you had to have it for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue Sky, we're so pleased to be with you, Sky. Look around, see what you do. Everybody smiles at you.
Have come to believe that God calls us to have a great attitude. You know, I think it's a lot about our attitudes with struggle and how we bear struggle in life. I mean, I know a lot of people who bear a lot of struggle. I know a lot of people who do not have an easy life. And most of us don't have an easy life one way or another. And the reality is how we bear that. Like, if we go around moaning and complaining, well, that doesn't really make it go away. And it certainly doesn't bring any light around to anybody else around us. But I think it's about that choice to be hopeful. It's that choice to be joyful. It's that choice to be kind that God calls us to. And I think we're supposed to be those kinds of people. We're supposed to be those kinds of folks that say, you know what, there's something really good about this world. There's something still good about people. And I might be struggling and I might have this, you know, I might have this against me or that strike against me. But the reality is, you know what, I'm going to be blue sky. I'm going to be happy about this. I'm going to see the good things. You know, sometimes we know people who see the glasses half full and we know people who see the glasses half empty. The half full people, I think, have a better sense of what life's about and the joy of life. And I think that's what we're called to recognize. That's the importance of, you know, really dealing with struggle, but also recognizing how we bear it becomes such a great example to others. And I really do believe that's what God calls us to. Hey, here's REM. This is called Everybody Hurts.
When your day is long and the night is yours alone, when you're sure you've had enough of this life, well, hang on. Don't let yourself go. Everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along. When your day is night, hold on. Hold on. If you feel like letting go, slide.
hurts, REM, everybody hurts. And that is the truth of the matter, isn't it? That there is some pain in all of our lives. It's not just about struggle. Sometimes it's about a little bit of pain, too. And I mean even physical pain, right? Like, do you know people who have bad backs? I certainly know people. Sheldon has a bad back. You know, and it's sometimes tough, right? You could see that maybe, you know, there's a little bit of wincing, you know. But at the same time, it's how you bear it. Like, okay, the whole world has to know you have a... You know, I think sometimes we have to kind of... bear it up and say, everybody hurts a little bit, and so I can deal with this, you know? Sometimes we do it to ourselves, too, right? By overexerting and just kind of going too far in things, and we wind up hurting ourselves, something like that. But the reality is, again, it goes back to that thing I was speaking about before. It's how we bear it. You know, it's how we deal with the pain in our lives. It's how we deal with that tolerance level for pain. I know sometimes people will say, like, what's your tolerance level for pain? I'm not even talking about just the physical. I'm talking about the spiritual. You know, what's your spiritual tolerance for pain? Because can you deal with that? Can you deal with a little bit of struggle? Because that kind of stuff makes such a big difference. How we deal with pain in our lives, well, that's the fiber of who we are, you know, and how we bear it. And, you know, it even says so in the Bible. Like, if you want to be my disciple, you got to be willing to carry a cross and follow me. You know, and that's part of the deal. We all have crosses, so we got to be able to carry it. Because if we don't, somebody else has to, and that's not fair. So I think we have to recognize that. Yeah, we have to carry our cross, and that's part of what it's all about. That's part of how it kind of works. Here's the Beatles, one of my favorites, The Long and Winding Road.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away. Has left a pool of tears, crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know.
Significant for me, the first CD I ever owned in my life, Let It Be. And I won it, believe it or not, from this very radio station about 30-something years ago. Amazing, right? Something interesting about that, you know, in our lives, the long and winding road. All of us have that long and winding road. We have that long and kind of involved story, which we all have. But ultimately, it's a good story. Ultimately, it leads us home. Ultimately, there's something good about it. And, you know, that's part of this thing. I know when I go to the cemetery, I know I don't want to just talk about death, but, you know, when I go to the cemetery, it's an interesting thing because the cemetery usually has, like, the date the person's born and then the date the person died, and then there's a little dash in the middle. What matters the most is that dash, right? That matters so much more than, you know, the day they died and how the last months of their life was, maybe, or the, you know, the very first days of their life when they were little babies. But it's the middle there that matters all the most. That little tiny dash, which we don't make a big deal about, but that's the long and winding road of our lives, you know? And that's where we see the gifts that God has given us and the family and friends and the people we meet along the way. That matters so much. And that's part of how we get through life hopeful, because we recognize all of these great things that God has done for us. That makes all the difference in the world. It's not just about the struggles. It's about the relief from those struggles and the wonderful people that God gives us too. Hey, here's Bruce Hornsby. This is called The Way It Is. Great place to be if you can ever get there in your life the way it is. I kind of have this line, I say it is what it is. That's the line I say a lot. Sometimes we just have to accept things, accept people where they are. Sometimes we force people to be like us, right? Or we want them to be what we want them to be. And we have to be able to accept people as we would want to be accepted, right? That golden rule, you know, to love the way we would want to be loved, to accept people the way we want to be accepted. And I think that makes a big difference in our lives to recognize, again, it's part of that common struggle, but also the common gift of humanity, right? That God is with each and every one of us, and we have different gifts, and it's just the way it is. So if somebody is something you don't particularly like, well, we can't really change them. You know, it's a funny thing. People have to kind of change themselves. So we can encourage and we can be supportive and we can be there for people, but ultimately it's up to them to kind of take a hold of their life and make the changes necessary. That's so true, isn't it? With addiction, it's the same kind of thing, isn't it? You know, we cry for people. We pray for people who are addicted in different ways, but ultimately they have to kind of make that decision. They have to take that leap. That struggle is a struggle that we can't help somebody with ultimately. We can be there for them. We can pray for them. But ultimately, they got to make that decision. And so many people, unfortunately, you know, are not able to beat it, right? It's so sad. I do over a funeral a month of somebody who ODs. It's so, so sad. I pray for them all the time. The reality is, you know, we have to be there for those people. We need to pray for those people. And we need to pray that they can have the vision that's necessary to do something with that struggle in their life, you know? And that kind of thing, that kind of insight is such an important thing that we're kind of called to. Hey, here's the Grateful Dead. This is called Touch of Grey.
So phony, dollars breaking everywhere.
I'm on Senior Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about life struggles today. Touch of Gray. Yeah, it's kind of some things are not such a big struggle. Right? You just kind of look at it and say, well, I still have hair, so I have a little bit of gray hair. It's okay. You know, I think part of our lives has to be that kind of thing. We have to kind of choose the level of struggle in our life. You know, we all have an inner struggle with growing old, I guess, right? And it's what we do with that struggle that I think makes a big difference. But ultimately, you know, we have to kind of put it in place in a sense and say, well, I'm living. And, you know, I have to look at the positive side of all this stuff. And as long as I'm here, I'm going to make a difference in this world. That's the end of that. And kind of move on to something else. But sometimes, you know, these small things and even big things can sort of take over our lives. We need to be able to transcend that a little bit. And that's what God is calling us to. Here's the Black Crowes. This is called Twice as Hard. where do you find the will to be steadfast? You know, like, where do we find that commitment that says, I'm going to exercise, or I'm going to watch what I eat, or I'm going to give up smoking or drinking, whatever it is. Where do we find that? You know, I think that has to come from spirituality. That has to come from faith, because things get hard in our lives. These struggles become hard struggles, and we need prayer. I think when we put it in the context of prayer and faith, things become better because God's doing it with us, and we have a lot of help in that way. And that's a big, big thing for us. So we kind of need that. We need to be able to turn our struggles over to God and ask for God's help. And of course, the 12-step program has that. But there's lots of other ways we can do that with other things in our lives too, right? And say, yeah, you know, I don't want to get as angry as I've been getting. I want to be kinder to my kids and all these things. We can do that with the help of God in our lives. So sometimes it starts with prayer, you know, and prayer can be the big difference to kind of move it along in our lives. And here's The Who. This is called Behind Blue Eyes.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. Knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain or woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
This song reminds me of something in Keith Richards' life from the Rolling Stones. He wears a ring that has a skull. It's like a skull on it. And I remember reading an article about him, and he said the reason he does that is because it's a reminder to him below the skin we're all the same. And, you know, there's something about that, to think about that. It might not be such a bad thing to think about that. Behind blue eyes, yeah, we're all the same in a way. We all have struggles and loves and desires and needs and wants and all of this stuff. And I think we have a better respect for people when we come to see that, recognize that God all created us, you know, in his image. And so there's a certain link that we all have with each other that kind of calls us together. It's a nice feeling kind of thing. And I think we can kind of get there if we're able to look beyond perhaps some of the preconceived notions we have and look below the skin a little bit and see that we're not so different. Hey, here's Billy Joel. This is called Pressure. pressure is part of all of our lives. We all have it. And that's why I think there's something good about us going to church, because there's a certain link we have when we go to church with everybody who's there. We're kind of all coming before God with all of the pressure, with all of the things going on in our lives, seeking help, seeking assistance, seeking strength. And there's something very powerful about that. Maybe you went to church on Christmas. You had a great experience. Well, you know what? Let's stay with it, man. Stay with it and get back and recognize the power of that rhythm that kind of brings us together and sends us forth and helps us to deal with the struggles of life in a beautiful way. Here's you too. This is called Walk On.
And love is not the easy thing, the only baggage that you can bring. Love is not the easy thing, the only baggage you can bring is all that you can't leave behind. Darkness is to keep us apart, and if the daylight feels like it's a long way off, and if your glass heart should crack, and for a second you turn back, oh no. That has to be believed to be seen. You could have flown away, a singing bird in an open cage. We'll only fly for freedom. Oh, oh, walk on, walk on. What you
all of life struggles have this component to it, that ability to let go, walking on. That's an important part of all of this, you know, to be able to say, okay, enough now. I've been angry for years, or okay, enough now. I've been self-loathing for years, or I've been feeling bad for myself for years. It's time to move on. It's time to move on with God's help. And I think that's the kind of thing we need in our lives. Sometimes we need that wake-up call that says, yeah, you know what? You have struggles. We all have struggles. But it's time to walk on. It's time to move through it and recognize that God is with us in the midst of it all. It's not always easy. I know that. A new year brings with it new struggles, kind of mystery of what's going to happen. But the reality is God is with us through it all. And if we are open to God's help, open to God's love for us and forgiveness for us, we're going to get through anything. And we're going to be happier people in the long run. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced with the man who has no struggles at all, Mr. Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.